The GOP candidates for the 69th House District are Frank Lambert, a General Motors employee and part-time paralegal, George Nastas III, a 35-year Meridian Township resident, and current Township Supervisor Susan McGillicuddy. The district encompasses Meridian Township, East Lansing, and much of Ingham County. Appearing on the township's Government Access TV channel, each candidate was asked what they felt was the biggest challenge facing the district. Lambert said he'd offer a flat tax to replace Michigan's outdated tax structure.
One of the proposals that I would like to make if I'm elected is I would like to put up a ballot proposal so that the people can vote into our Constitution, if they so choose, for an 8% sales tax across the board and elimination of property taxes and personal income taxes. That gives you a use-based tax, and it's not antiquated, it's market-based, and if you don't use it, you don't pay the tax.
McGillicuddy said the state's business climate is improving, thanks in part to the elimination of the unpopular Michigan business tax. But she expressed some reservation about Lambert's proposal.
Frank talks about the flat tax. There are some merits to the flat tax, but that's a tax increase. And quite honestly, I'd be a little bit anxious that any future legislature would raise that flat tax to 10% or 12%. There's no guarantee that they would not raise it.
Nastas viewed available revenue as two pies, one for the private sector, the other public.
Most people, or all people, benefit from expenditures on topics like the state police, but then there are other areas like university education that benefit a subset of the public. And I'd like to squeeze some of those expenditures that just benefit a smaller number of people out of the public sector and put that money into the private sector for people to spend.
Moderator Joanne Paul asked the candidates how they would make the state more attractive to business, citing a CNBC study that ranks Michigan 33rd best for business. McGillicuddy said a key step is eliminating the personal property tax on business equipment, such as that used in the auto industry.
All of the machinery that is used to create that car are taxed. And I would like to see the personal property taxes eliminated for our business so we can see more business growth. And, of course, it's by bringing more business here and seeing those businesses that we already have grow and expand that we will see more businesses and more jobs here in Michigan.
Nastas advocated Michigan becoming a right-to-work state, eliminating the requirement that workers pay union dues to keep their jobs.
Indiana is a right-to-work state now, so Indiana's got a comparative advantage versus Michigan. And when manufacturers look at where they're going to expand their businesses or where they're going to put their businesses, they're going to look to Indiana rather than Michigan. There are a lot of auto companies, foreign auto companies, that have put plants in the southern states, because they're non-union states. That's not to say that people shouldn't have the right to form unions, but workers shouldn't be compelled to join those unions as a condition of employment.
Lambert took a more critical view of right to work. He stated that if a union exists in any business, all members of that business receive union benefits without paying for them.
They receive the pay, they receive all of the different holidays off, all of the protections, all of the different things that everybody would, I believe, at least in most of Michigan, would believe. That is not right. They're getting something without paying anything for it. If you want to have right to work, then have true right to work. You are there as an at-will employee. That is right to work. But that is not what exists when a union exists in a business.
Frank Lambert, Susan McGillicuddy, and George Nastas will face off in the Republican primary on August 7th. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Kevin Lavery.